Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Face Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080, 96.5 TIC FM and Light 100.5 WRCH. Aaron Kupek with you this Sunday morning, and we are pleased to be joined by Amy Parmenter, Public Affairs Manager with AAA of Greater Hartford. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Aaron. So happy to be here.
Well, gasoline prices are, you know, they moved up a little bit after what happened in Saudi Arabia, but we are still a good 30 cents or so lower than we were this time last year in Connecticut. We really dodged a bullet, didn't we?
We did. And the reason that we were able to dodge that bullet is kind of interesting. After the Saudi attacks, we saw gas prices nationwide spike into the double digits, going up at least more than a dime in most places. But in the Northeast, we were able to dodge that bullet because, coincidentally, at the exact same time as that increase, you know, was pushing gas prices up, that incident, is when our refineries switched over to the less expensive winter blend of gasoline. So the increase was kind of canceled out by what we usually see as a decrease at that time. And our gas prices only went up 2 or 3 cents here in Connecticut. And they've leveled off since, and we certainly expect them to continue now on a downward trend, assuming that there are no other factors such as hurricanes or geopolitical forces that are always in play or a possibility.
It's typical to see gasoline prices drop as we approach the end of the year. Why is that?
Yes. Well, first of all, we switch over to the less expensive winter blend of gasoline. And then also, you know, gas prices in general are a supply and demand equation. So the demand drops off significantly after the busy summer driving season. And that combination of things, also with the price of crude oil always at play, but that combination of things usually lends to lower gas prices in the second half of the year. And we had been seeing a downward trend really since almost the beginning of May, until this little blip as a result of the Saudi attack. And now hopefully we will continue on that downward trend again. Gas prices, as you mentioned, are lower than they were last year at this time. And so if people have any flexibility in their schedule, they want to do some leaf peeping, take some weekend road trips, gas prices should be cooperative.
You mentioned travel. That is a good time to travel now that the kids are back in school. And say if you are retired or don't have any children, they call it shoulder season because it's not the main travel section of the road. It's kind of the shoulder, and it's easier to get away, less expensive, and you can find more availability often.
Yeah, one thing that we do point out at AAA Travel is that anytime that you have flexibility in your schedule, you're always going to be able to find the better fares and the better deals. So flexibility is key. Obviously, if you have kids in school, you'd be locked in a little bit more, especially if you want to take the kids along. But this is the time of year where you can find discounts. And we also know that this is actually the best time of year to book for the holidays as well, the Thanksgiving holiday weekend and then the end of year holiday period. So if you're thinking about travel, we know from previous research that travel is really something that people do when they plan to do it. It's not so much spur of the moment. So often people intend to travel and then just, you know, time passes and life gets in the way. So we really encourage people to make plans, and now would be a great time.
Even though gasoline prices are lower than they were this time last year, it seems when they spike, that's not typically a go, no-go decision for people who want to travel. There are other factors there, right?
That's right. I mean, it depends how high that spike is, of course. And so the benchmark that we usually look at is that $3 a gallon benchmark. And we're quite a distance from that. So even if we were to go up 10 cents, 15, even 20 cents, that's not going to make a difference for most people in terms of their travel decisions, especially their holiday travel where there's the opportunity to, you know, gather with family and friends. So we're in a pretty good place in terms of gas prices, given the consumer confidence.
Speaking of travel, just about a year from now, there are new restrictions that kick in related to what sort of credentials you need to board an airliner. Tell us what's going to be happening.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you raised this. So this is something that folks will be hearing about. It's called Real ID. And it's an extra layer of security that has been put in place. Actually, it began after the September 11th attacks. It's what spurred this on. And since about 2011, we have been transitioning people to the Real ID licenses. And what that means is that 1 year from Tuesday, so October 1st, 2020, you will not be able to fly domestically using just your license for ID, unless you have a Real ID license, which will be noted by a gold star. And that Real ID license means that you've gone in and provided additional layers of verification for your license and got that gold star as a result. So what our concern is at AAA, since we are partners with the DMV and we do licensing at our offices, our concern is, of course, that people will wait until the very last minute and say, oh, I still have a year, and then there'll be a mad rush. So we really want to help people through this transition and let them know what they need in order to get the Real ID. So you come into AAA, and what you need to have with you, for the most part, is in addition to your license, you'll need two forms of ID. So you'll need your license and then a second form of ID, which would be a birth certificate or a passport. Then in addition to that, you'll need your Social Security number. If you don't actually have your Social Security card, so you can't just give the number, you have to have something that shows it. So you'll need your Social Security card or a W-2 or a 1099 within 5 years that shows your Social Security number in full on it. So you need that Social Security, you need two forms of ID, and then the last thing you need is two pieces of mail that verify your address being a Connecticut resident. So, something from the gas company, the electric company, it has to be two different sources that verify your address within the last 90 days.
You can either do this during the normal renewal process around your birthday, or if you don't have a license renewal coming up and you need a Real ID to travel, you can come in and get one of those even outside the renewal cycle.
That's correct. It's just that the one hurdle, Aaron, that we've seen is that a lot of times people come in and they don't have the correct documentation. So that's why I'm really focusing on the documentation. And some folks will come in and they'll be unaware of Real ID, and their license is about to expire. And that's kind of tricky because we say, would you like the Real ID? But of course, they're not going to have their birth certificate or passport with them just kind of in their back pocket. Unlikely. So that's why we're kind of trying to help to educate people, let them know what they need, then come on in. We have eight AAA offices that have the DMV Expresses, all the AAAs in Hartford County, Middlesex County, New London County. You don't have to be a AAA member in order to get your licensing services at any of those locations. So, come on in and let us help you out.
Is there a list that people can find detailing what they need to bring with them?
Absolutely. And what I'll do is I'll provide a link, hopefully, to the TIC website, and that will be able to get them directly through. Or, of course, they could just Google CTDMV Real ID, and that should also be able to get them to the list of what they would specifically need. If they want to take the time, they can also come into AAA. We have a list that they can, it's actually a rip-off paper that we can hand to them. They can take it home with them and then make sure they have the correct documents.
And it's that gold star on the license that the feds will be looking for just about a year from now.
That's right. And if you don't have it, then your license would say, not to serve as federal identification. And this license also would be needed if you had occasion to go into, a federal building, federal courthouse, that kind of thing. So even if you're not going to be flying, if you can get that documentation together, it probably would be in your best interest.
An alternative could also be using a passport, correct?
That's right. So if you don't have the real ID license, you would have to fly with your license and a second form of identification like a passport.
Recently, we heard that the UK's biggest travel agency, Thomas Cook, folded, stranding hundreds of thousands of people around the globe. And this, I guess, highlights one of the reasons travel insurance is a good idea.
Yeah, that's just such an unfortunate situation for all parties involved. It's not something that we like to see. The one thing that I would just weigh in about that is, since you raised the travel insurance, at AAA, we provide something called cancel for any reason travel insurance, and that is exactly as it sounds. You can cancel for any reason. You just change your mind. With travel insurance, one of the things we encourage people to do is make sure that they actually read the policy and know what's covered and not covered and the value of what's covered and not covered. If I could make a recommendation relative to Thomas Cook, it would be that you not buy your travel insurance through the same company that is providing the actual trip, which is not to mean AAA, because we might provide all different types of companies for, let's say, cruise lines. But you wouldn't want to necessarily purchase your insurance through that cruise line that you've also booked with, because on the extreme chance that you have a situation like Thomas Cook, if you also purchased your insurance through one of their services, then that might not be valid.
And also, when you're traveling and you do encounter issues, that's one of the other reasons to work with a travel agent, correct?
Yes.
So you can call them.
And this is something that we see all the time, especially, for instance, recently, people are traveling during hurricane season. So we recently saw the hurricane that was threatening Puerto Rico and the Bahamas and the eastern seaboard of Florida and, you know, Disney, which is one of our most popular destinations. And, you know, it is hurricane season. So if there's ever a time where you want to kind of hedge your bet and have insurance, that would be a perfect example. But again, the importance is to really understand what the policy is that you're purchasing, read the small print, and talk to someone who is, you know, well-versed in that travel insurance.
You are listening to Face Connecticut. We are talking with Amy Parmenter, Public Affairs Manager for AAA of Greater Hartford. We are approaching October, and that is Car Care Month, as folks get their vehicles ready for the cold weather months. What do people need to know?
Yeah, so, you know, October is Car Care Month, and I think especially with the weather we've been having recently, people don't really want to start focusing on the winter. So it's a little bit tricky, and sometimes it can sneak up on you. You'll remember that several years ago, we had that October storm that was really debilitating all across Connecticut and, you know, heavy snow throughout and all kinds of problems that left folks stranded. So we really encourage people to start thinking in terms of winter and their car care in October. And what that means specifically is to make sure your tires are properly inflated, because that's going to change as the temperatures drop, to make sure that your battery is in good condition. Most batteries last around 3 to 5 years. And so if you're starting to be on the cusp, might want to have someone take a look at that before we get into those extremely cold days when AAA call volume goes through the roof, because everybody who hasn't really paid attention to that suddenly finds themselves with a dead battery. So it's the tires, it's the battery, it's the fluid, and, you know, transitioning that summer emergency car kit to the winter emergency car kit. And the longer, darker days, too. You know, when people think about breaking down in their vehicles, they often picture themselves, you know, on the side of a road on a sunny day. And that's more often than not the situation. But even if the weather's okay, just in the darkness, to be on the side of the road, you're really in an unsafe situation. So we encourage people to make sure they have flashlights or bright orange triangles or something that will allow them to be seen under those conditions, so that everyone can be as safe as possible while they're waiting for help to arrive.
What else should you put in that kit you keep in your car?
Yeah. So with the winter coming, we recommend things like de-icer because we always see people getting frozen out of their vehicles. The fully charged cell phone, of course, is the most important thing to have with you because you want to be able to call for help when the time comes. Additional clothing, coats, blankets, water, some snacks. You know, as a driver, you're really responsible not just for yourself, but also for your passengers. And that could mean children. It could mean seniors. So, you know, snacks while they're waiting for help to arrive, extra medications, jumper cables. I believe I said a flashlight or something again so that you can be seen. Those types of things. What I always recommend, Aaron, is that picture that you're on the side of the road on a dark, cold night and pack everything in that trunk that you would need in order to stay safe and warm while you're waiting for help to arrive.
And in terms of making sure your vehicle is up to snuff mechanically, what can people do on their own and what should they have a professional do?
Yeah. So first of all, I mean, just about any AAA auto body, we have a new AAA car repair in Southington, and any of our approved auto repair shops will check your batteries and tires for free. It's pretty basic. If you are a AAA member, you can actually call AAA anytime, day, night, whenever, and they will come to your house and check your battery and tires at your house. So that's, you know, a huge advantage of membership that I don't think enough people actually take advantage of. But in terms of what you can do yourself, I mean, throwing together that emergency kit does not take 10, 15 minutes, number one. Number two, checking your tire pressure. Very easy to do. The correct tire pressure is usually on the inside of the driver's door, on the door jamb. And make sure that you're checking it for the winter tire pressure. You don't want to look at the tire pressure that's on the outside of the tire. So you want it specific to your vehicle. And, you know, if you are savvy enough to check your fluids and your oil and things like that, then that's certainly something that we would always encourage people to do. But some pretty basic maintenance, spending a little bit of money right now could save you a lot of money and time down the road.
You mentioned that AAA will come in and check some of these things, but probably you don't want to call when the weather's already turned bad, when it's already zero out.
Yeah, I mean, AAA is certainly known for our response times, and it's something we keep our eye on and always try to serve our members as best as we can. But when the temperatures drop dramatically, or in the summertime when there's a heat wave, obviously our call volume goes through the roof. And our what we say to our fleet drivers is to get, you know, to wherever you can get to as quickly and safely as possible. And there are times where that's really going to limit how quickly they can get to you. I think there was some kind of, recently there was a huge rainstorm, flash flooding, and our call volume went through the roof, even just for an hour or two. But, you know, if you can't get somewhere, chances are that the AAA emergency responders are going to have some challenges as well. So anytime that you can call AAA or get service to your vehicle ahead of time, it is certainly something that we would encourage everyone to do.
Distracted driving continues to be a concern. Bring us up to date, the latest research, what AAA is doing to combat that.
Yeah, so distraction is just, you know, I laugh because April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and I think to myself, who's not aware of distracted driving, right? You drive down the street and you don't have to go too far before you see someone on their phone. So AAA launched a campaign back in April called Don't Drive Intoxicated, Don't Drive Intexticated. And essentially, we are trying to equate texting and driving with drinking and driving, in that both behaviors are extremely dangerous and lead to serious injury and death. It's something that we see on a regular basis. It's hard to monitor, and it's not like drunk driving where we can actually measure and say someone was above the limit, and so we can track it that way. If someone's involved in a crash, when the officer comes on the scene, chances are they don't say, sorry, I was on my phone. So the most we can do is to try to discourage it and make it socially unacceptable for people to be on their phones. What our research shows is that people do consider it to be extremely dangerous, but a great percentage of those people who know that it's dangerous also admit to doing it. So it's just about education and raising awareness at this point. We are encouraging people not only to put down their phones, but AAA is encouraging people to take the pledge. At AAA.com/distracted driving, you can take the pledge not to drive, quote, intoxicated. And the good thing about that is it's an opportunity to start discussions. You know, sit down with your family, sit down with the younger drivers, which is not to suggest that they're the only ones texting and driving, but have a discussion about it. And all of you together agree to take the pledge in honor of each other and the value that you give for each other in your lives. And so our distraction campaign and taking the pledge, we've had some great partners in this campaign. The DMV Highway Safety Office has helped us to promote it. The DOT Highway Safety Office. The DMV has our public service announcement running in all of their DMV licensing locations. We have been working with our safety patrol to get out there and let people know about distraction and ask them to sign the pledge. And I expect in the very near future, hint, hint, we will be partnering with a major hospital here in Connecticut who will also be helping us to spread the word about distracted driving.
You mentioned new drivers, teen drivers when it comes to distractions, but often you hear about, you know, children in vehicles reminding mom and dad, hey, you tell me I shouldn't be texting, you shouldn't either.
Yes, so that's something that certainly we are encouraging. I mentioned the AAA School Safety Patrol, and I talked to our patrollers and to the advisors of those patrollers, and we are trying to teach the kids about distraction and the dangers, the same way that kids used to kind of, if you want to use the word guilt, if that's what it takes, their parents into not smoking. At the same time, we want kids to encourage their parents to put the phones down and keep their eyes on the road.
I know you're active at the Capitol advocating for traffic safety. Are there any issues of concern on your radar as we approach next year's legislative session?
AAA has been pushing for a mandatory rear seatbelt bill that we certainly hope, you know, next year will be the year for that bill in particular. And also, you know, one of the things that's interesting, it's not so much at the state capitol right now because our lawmakers have kind of moved this forward, but we are very engaged with the whole conversation and public education around autonomous vehicles, self-driving cars. I know from the AAA research that there is a lot of fear around self-driving vehicles. And one of the things, and that's one of the reasons that we want to help educate the public as to not just the challenges, but the opportunities in terms of self-driving vehicles. We don't want someone to think that, you know, this is going to be a revolution, not an evolution. I mean, an evolution, not a revolution. So you're not just going to wake up one day and suddenly someone will have taken your steering wheel. Slowly, the building blocks for autonomous vehicles are already out there being used and being embraced by drivers who have experienced them. The lane keeping assist, the park assist, the blind spot monitoring, and now autonomous emergency braking that can either slow down a vehicle or have that vehicle brake if, in fact, a car stops suddenly in front of them or there's some kind of a threat. So there are all kinds of things that are happening that are very positive in terms of technology and automotive. At AAA, we like to say that we embrace innovation with an eye towards safety. So that's something that we're working on with the folks at the DOT. We've partnered with UConn for a public education speaker series called Technology Takes the Wheel. Our next big event is November 6th at Goodwin College. It's about mobility. And that will be the morning of November 6th from 9 to noon. Technology Takes the Wheel. So that's our partnership with UConn, the DOT, and we work with lawmakers to help educate folks about this.
She is Amy Parmenter, Public Affairs Manager for AAA of Greater Hartford. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for listening to Face Connecticut. I'm Aaron Kupek. Enjoy the balance of your weekend.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.